FinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, dopamine dados and divas. Sienna Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to reclaiming focus and crushing those addictive tendencies that keep us stuck in a rut. Today, we're diving deep into something super relatable, the sneaky trap of perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for this unattainable ideal, always aiming for flawlessness? You know that feeling when your Instagram feed is filled with seemingly perfect lives, and you start comparing yourself to everyone else? We've all been there, right? Let's be real, perfectionism isn't just a harmless personality quirk, it can actually be seriously damaging. It holds us back from taking risks, trying new things, and ultimately living a full and authentic life. But guess what? You are not alone in this journey. And the good news is, we can totally break free from the shackles of perfectionism and learn to embrace our imperfections. So buckle up, my friends, because today's episode is all about shedding that unrealistic skin and embracing the beautiful messiness of being human. Here's your daily dose of dopamine damage control. 5 key takeaways to help you kick perfectionism to the curb and start living with more joy and freedom. Number 1, perfectionism is often fueled by fear. Think about it. What are you really afraid of when you strive for perfection? Failure. Judgment. Falling short of expectations. Recognizing that fear is at the root of your perfectionistic tendencies is the first step to breaking free. Once you identify the fear, you can start to challenge those negative thoughts and beliefs. Number 2, perfectionism sets us up for disappointment. When we set impossible standards for ourselves, we're practically guaranteed to fall short. And every time we do, it chips away at our self-esteem and motivation. Remember, progress over perfection. Celebrate the small wins, acknowledge your efforts, and be kind to yourself along the way. Number 3, embrace the power of good enough. Seriously, folks, good enough is more than just a phrase, it's a mindset shift that can free you from endless striving. Ask yourself, what truly matters in this situation? Is it worth expending all that energy and time to achieve absolute perfection? Often, good enough is more than sufficient, and it leaves room for creativity, spontaneity, and genuine enjoyment. Number 4, surround yourself with supportive people who value authenticity over perfection. You know those friends or family members who celebrate your quirks, encourage you to take risks, and accept you wholeheartedly. They're the ones who can help you break free from the pressure of always needing to be perfect. Seek out those relationships that nurture your growth and remind you that you are loved and accepted just as you are. Number 5, practice self-compassion. This one is crucial, my friends. Treat yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness that you would offer a dear friend. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. When you stumble, don't beat yourself up. Instead, acknowledge your imperfection, learn from the experience, and move on with grace and self-love. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's always been a bit of a perfectionist when it comes to her work. She spends hours meticulously crafting presentations, agonizing over every detail, and pushing herself to deliver flawless results. This drive for perfectionism, though admirable on the surface, starts taking its toll. She becomes overwhelmed, anxious, and struggles to enjoy the process. Eventually, she realizes that her pursuit of perfection is actually hindering her creativity and preventing her from taking risks. So, Sarah decides to make a change. She starts practicing self-compassion, reminding herself that good enough is often more than sufficient. She sets realistic deadlines and allows herself room for mistakes. And guess what? Her work becomes more authentic, her creativity flourishes, and she experiences a newfound sense of joy in her endeavors. Now let's recap our key takeaways, shall we? We talked about how perfectionism is often rooted in fear, that it sets us up for disappointment, and that embracing good enough can be incredibly liberating. Remember to surround yourself with supportive people who celebrate your authenticity, and most importantly, practice self-compassion, treat yourself with kindness and understanding just as you would a dear friend. You are capable of incredible things. But remember, those accomplishments don't have to be flawless to be meaningful. Embrace the imperfections, celebrate your progress, and keep striving for growth with joy and purpose. Until tomorrow, dopamine dados and divas, stay focused, stay motivated, and stay imperfectly awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.